Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching, and I've been waiting. For the light to my right to say we are on air. Because I love the great responsibility and the honor to be here talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on this transmission. It is the 20th day of September 2012 on this Thursday edition. Now, yesterday we had Gerald Celente on the broadcast. And so many people have emailed my office and called my office, and I've seen the comments. It's something like 300,000 views just on one version of the video. There's a bunch of other versions, over a million views, of an interview I did last week with Gerald Celente on InfoWars Nightly News. Now, it's an hour and 7 minutes long. And on the news, I have the luxury of doing it commercial free because PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. Though a lot of cable systems and British television, they download the shows each day and then kind of edit them together and put little special vignettes out. An example, once a week on mainline British Sky television, they have a two-hour special with the show. So it's getting out there. But for people watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you saw the hour and seven-minute interview. And folks are saying there's something special about this interview, probably because in the first half of it, I held my tongue. And I got important points to make. I've got an, you know, an intellect that has some interesting observations. But Gerald is such a informative person when he just rolls with the information. And I think my energy adds to his energy and vice versa. So I thought I would air this here today. So when we come back from break, we're going to air. It'll take about an hour and a half with radio because you've got commercials to go through all of this here. And he covers it all, the engineered financial collapse, the tyranny, but also ways to combat and stand against this. So it's a very important interview and undoubtedly the most powerful I've ever done with Gerald Celente. So please tell your friends and family to tune in right now, whether you're listening on the local AM and FM dial or whether you are tuning in on XM channel 166. Or whether you are listening on the internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, an hour and a half of Gerald Celente coming up. And then we're going to premiere here on air two reports that I combined. Aaron Dykes, our investigative journalist par excellence, has been traveling around Austin, Texas with the Rockefeller Foundation, the UN, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HUD, and others have been actively coming in with the big toll road companies and shelling at town meetings the public. And they have a notice there at these meetings that if you come to this meeting, you agree to Agenda 21, basically. You agree to everything that's happening. So they have the video of it. And if you're a radio listener, we'll obviously have these videos posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so you can see what we're talking about and kind of follow along with the radio show. You can even do it, you know, after the fact if you're listening now. So that's coming up. Aaron Dykes' investigative report out there, along with our reporter Melissa Melton, who's new to the team but is just annihilating the enemy when it comes to exposing their activities. She got an interview with the Rockefeller Foundation funded, globalist funded, we have all the documents, professor at the University of Texas who calls his class Agenda 21 and sustainability, but it's called Agenda 21. And then he spins it and says, well, yeah, but all this is zoning and planning. Well, yeah, you could call anything zoning and planning, but it's global governance zoning and planning to pick winners and losers and to shut down our once free society. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. So that's coming up. I'm telling you, I'm very proud of this investigative report. That's in an hour and a half. You do not want to miss it. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks by dieting alone? The answer is probably not. But ladies and gentlemen, with the help of Axia 30, you just might. Axia 30 is a new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula from Chamonix, with an ingredient shown in clinical studies to help men and women lose 30 pounds in just 12 weeks, all while eating a balanced daily diet of 1,850 and 1,350 calories respectively. Did you hear that? The average weight loss in the study was 30 pounds for both men and women without nasty side effects. Axia 30 is the new frontier in weight loss science, clinically studied and packed with anti-aging benefits. Now you can try Axia 30 for 12 full weeks risk-free and get a free month supply of Axia with your order. Call 800-615-1203. 800-615-1203. Tremendous weight loss results, backed by science for men and women, and a full 90-day money-back guarantee. To try Axia risk-free and get a free bottle today, call 800-615-1203. 800-615-1203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are back, and this interview I did on InfoWars Nightly News last week is so powerful and has had such a big effect on the internet that I thought that our radio listeners on XM 166 and AM and FM stations across the country, and plus those listening to the audio streams on the internet, that you deserve to hear and see what people over at PrisonPlanet.tv are able to watch. So here is the audio of this amazing interview with Gerald Celente. Interspersing a lot of really big news with the one, the only, Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. We're going to be looking at Obama appeals against court ruling that strikes down the NDAA constitution killing system, even though he says he's against the NDAA. He helped write it and then pushed for its passage and then signed it, but he's still against it. We're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at the takeover by the federal government of the cybersecurity and the internet. We now have a leak, confirmed leak of the executive order by Obama being passed around to media heads, the total takeover of the web. Folks, this is a serious tyranny we're entering. Now, Gerald Celente, of course, has had many best-selling books. He's predicted many of the things that have unfolded. You can find out more about his Trends Journal on the website we're going to be giving you here in a moment. But he has been calling the Tea Party before it materialized, the collapse of the euro, the riots in Europe, years and years before. And he said a year and a half ago, he said, when Bernanke says he's not going to have QE3, you watch, they've got to do it because we'll implode if they don't. and we'll have inflation and maybe hyperinflation if they do. And so that is the path that central banks always take. And remember, they promised no QE3. Then they said, okay, you're demanding it maybe a little. Now they said QE unlimited. And we have our article here at Infowars.com today that I wrote, new banker bailout disguised as QE3. $85 billion. The media is saying $40 billion. That's just part of it. $40 billion a month to go buy private derivatives from the banks. So it's really a banker bailout, a direct tax. But total, it's $85 billion a month. And we have the press release from the private Federal Reserve. And he's going to break down exactly what this means, the mechanics of it, and what it's really doing, and how it ties into the whole LIBOR scandal and how these banks are all working in concert. And then we're going to pick his brain about, now that he's been accurate in predicting this when they promised they wouldn't, what the aftermath will mean and what the time frame is. Max Keiser, who's also got a really good head on his shoulders and worked with George Soros' son as a top stockbroker, he has said something I've never heard him say. He said by next April there will be a giant total collapse, whatever that means. He's on next week to break it down. But that's my word on this. We're going to get Gerald Celente's take on it all, the head of the Trends Research Institute. Gerald, thank you for joining us on short notice. Well, you've got the floor. Tell us what this means. And do you agree with my analysis that it's just another transfer of wealth to the kleptocrats?
You nailed it, Alex, in your introduction. This is nothing more than a bailout, another bailout to the too bigs to fail. That's where all the money is going. It's the same scheme around the world. They make it appear, you read the headlines, and here's the phony headlines. You ready for this one? This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. Fed acts to fix jobs market. Isn't that nice? They're going to fix the jobs market. Oh, yeah, just like they fixed it before. How much did they pump into the system? Well, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, when you go back to 2008, beginning, of course, with the Bush programs, with TARP, we're talking about $23 trillion. Oh, and what's the job market doing? Son of a gun. Didn't Obama say when he pushed through the stimulus in 2009 that by 2010 we're going to see 7.2 unemployment and it's going to go down from there? Hey, what are we at? 8.1. And why is it only 8.1? Because they don't add the people that drop out. So as you well know, when you look at people like John Williams' shadow stats, we're looking at 22%. And just before I get back into the QE endless, the reason why this depression looks different than the other one is that you don't see people lining up on the streets in bread lines because they have a new scam. It's called food stamps. That's right. Give them food stamps, shut them up, and get them out of the movie. And that's why people can't see the real pain. So when we're looking at this quantitative easing scheme, we have to understand that when they talk about a global economy, it is indeed a global economy in every sense. I have been saying for the last several months that I would put my reputation on the line that Bernanke was going to push through quantitative easing before Election Day. You don't have to be a trend forecaster to figure this one out. All you have to do is look back a little bit. Alan Greenspan did the same thing for George Bush the First, but he did it a little too late. And then Clinton squeaked in, and also because Perot grabbed 19% of the vote away from Bush. So they do it all the time. It's the criminal operation. And you made it 100% clear. The money is only going to the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob. the J.P. Morgan Chase criminals, you know, all of those guys out there that have been fined in the tens or not hundreds of millions of dollars for doing their dirty deals and then never having to admit nor deny that we did any wrongdoing. And the wonderful Obama that all the liberals love under his attorney general Holder, who used to work for one of the premier white collar crime syndicate law firms. They haven't brought anybody up on charges. So now you go overseas. This past week on Wednesday, the German Supreme Court. You have to put a photo of the German Supreme Court up, Alex. These little cats in these red little uniforms with these cute little red hats. These little wimpy SOBs. They just violated the German Constitution. 38,000 Germans had signed on to this. That to find the European Stability Mechanism, which is white shoe boy language, to steal the money from the taxpayers, deposit it directly into the banks, and give it to the hedge funds, the brokerages, the investors, and the bankers that made bad bets at the tune of 700 billion euros and pay back all the bad bets they made. But because you're a member of the white shoe boy club, we're going to give you interest. So they violated their constitution. They even admitted they did it for economic purposes. And then on September 5th, as I was saying, Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank. For those who don't know who Mario Draghi is, he was the vice chairman of the Goldman Sachs Gang European Division. Yes, the Goldman Sachs Gang that cooked the books to bring the Greeks into the Eurozone. That Mario Draghi. He announced, just like this, you said this endless QE, he announced they're going to buy up all of those worthless Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Irish, Greek bonds, nonstop. All we're seeing here, and you could throw China into this loop as well, it's all connected. They are printing nonstop counterfeit digital money to give to their pals in the banks and the hedge funds so they could keep the scam going.
All right,
not making this up.
No. I mean, you're not there, Gerald. And just to interject the magnitude of this, I played the clip on the radio today. Ron Paul on television said we should, quote, be panicking right now, but instead we have this mass Stockholm syndrome or this learned helplessness. I guess the word could be normalcy bias. Quote, countries should be in panic over Fed's decision, zero hedge. Infowars.com, he said that one on CNN. And Ron Paul's never talked like that. The fact that they're not just doing QE3, but it's unlimited looting. And then it comes as inflation for the general public. It devalues the purchasing power. They're buying 1.4 billion bullets, giant black armored vehicles, checkpoints. The military's preparing for civil unrest worldwide. And I saw what you're talking about. Barroso over in the EU, he said, hey, we need a total federal state run by the banks over these countries. So they're capturing us by getting our governments that are their operatives to sign on to their fraudulent paper. Then they have their prostitute media, the term you coined, tell us that it's our debt. And then they're raising taxes to pay it to them. My God, they're going to go all the way here, Gerald. So that's my question to you. How do they think they're going to get away with this? Because when they say unlimited and they're going to buy all the derivatives that these criminals created and spend $85 billion a month just here in the U.S. giving it to them, I mean, what's next? Are they going to demand our daughters?
It's one banking syndicate. It's what Rothschild had said. They would make it so complicated that people wouldn't understand it until they lost everything, essentially, and were put under the control of one bank.
they save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here, this is a quote. Now, this isn't a left-wing, subversive newspaper. This is the front page story last week out of the Financial Times. The Financial Times. Here's the headline. Draghi helps out Obama campaign. Barack Obama's chance of re-election as U.S. president rose on Thursday, and the words that did it were not his, but Mario Draghi's. Long before Mr. Obama stood up to accept the Democratic nomination in Charlotte, North Carolina, the head of the European Central Bank had sketched out a new plan to buy the bonds of the troubled Eurozone countries. That will not move the polls. It will not move a single vote. But Mr. Draghi has lowered the gravest of risks to Mr. Obama's pre-election meltdown, fear of the pre-election meltdown fear of the Eurozone that would have blown up banks, pulverized Wall Street, and routed a fragile U.S. economy back into recession. They all know what the deal is. It's right here in black and white. It's from the Financial Times. They know that the system is collapsing. They're going to do everything they can to prop it up, and they're doing it. What does it mean? Not only inflation, and again, you know, I do trends in the news features as part of the subscription to the Trends Journal each day. Last week, I announced on Trends in the News I was buying gold again. I had forecasted that gold prices would begin to spike. They've gone up probably about $80, $90 since I said that. Again, you can see where this is going. They're printing this counterfeit money, this digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on, devaluing everything else, forcing commodity prices higher, and here's the one that no one ever talks about anymore, hardly. In the old days, when I was a young boy, they used to have a thing that they used to promote in this country that made it seem like it was a good thing to do for wise people. Savings. Oh, you remember that quaint word, savings. You work and you put a little money away. You work and you put a little money away. And you put in the banks. And you know what they would do with it? They would give you interest on it. Yes! Back in the old days, you would put money in the bank and they would give you interest on it. Interest that would be ahead of inflation most of the times. Now what do? They give you nothing. They take your money. They hardly give you any interest rates. And you know why? Because America's public enemy number one, Osama bin Bernanke, has pledged and has kept doing the same dirty deal, keeping interest rates near zero. They say they're going to keep them near zero or at zero until 2015. That means everybody out there that used to, especially the elderly, that used to put money away and build a nest egg, they got a goose egg. They got zip. Not a nothing. And what they're also doing by doing this is they're forcing people that do want to get a little return on their money to play their criminal operation games like investing in the stock market.
And let me stop you right there. And then Gerald Celente, who's been in gold for 30 plus years and very successful, you have a private account in another company. MF Global comes along, takes control of it, takes your six figures, doesn't give it back. Corzine, who advises the president, former head of the same gang, Goldman Sachs US, you know, he's the don of this area. He sits there and says, I didn't know about it. It comes out he did know about it, and they just announced last week they're not going to do anything to him. We'll be right back with more of this powerful interview with Gerald Celente right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. So that's my question. The signal has been sent that they can rob anything. They are taking general police, turning them into SWAT teams. They are openly preparing to arrest people and put them in re-education camps. So I guess it is confirmed, like you're issued last quarter. Next train to Auschwitz, they are going the pure tyranny route. But here's the question. Break down from your great acumen and gravitas and looking into the future on this, but now it's becoming pretty clear. I mean, you were getting called pessimist porn 4 years ago in the New York Times. Now here it is. They're going to keep telling everybody everything's wonderful while they dig in, while they move offshore, while they get armed guards. But clearly people are losing confidence in the system. So what are they planning to do? How bad will it get? What's the time frame?
All right. What they're planning to do is making headline news. It was 9/11, 11 years later. With what's going, I've said this from the beginning, when they first started talking about recovery, we did a trend alert on it back in 2008 and 2009.
You said when the economy goes down, they go to war.
You got it. No recovery cover-up, and they're going to take us to war when all else fails. Can't you hear the war drums beating? And that's what they're going to do. Look at the headlines today. What was it? University of North Dakota, Texas, Valparaiso. The fear and hysteria are already vibrating through the media. Go back, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I'll never forget back in August of 2011. You go back and you look at George W. Bush's popularity rating right after he got elected. You look at how many people were so disgusted with him. And then you look how it changed after 9/11. They're doing the same thing now. They're taking us to war. And as you well know, that war drum, you think it goes away, and then it keeps coming back with Israel talking about attacking Iran. And then you look at the news today. Alex, how many, and by the way, this has nothing to do with that movie about, you know, Muhammad. That's like saying that World War I began, little boys and girls, when the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated at Sarajevo. This movie is only one match in a matchbox of volatile situations that's going to like.
Well, let's use a World War II analogy. I mean, all the forces are lining up. It's being prepared. They've sent the fleets to menace the Chinese to keep, you know, investing and going along with the white shoe boys have. They're encircling Russia. They've got proxy wars using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. The Russians have pointed it out. I'm not siding with the Russians, but they're not the ones looting my country. And the white shoe boys really think they're going to push Russia and now even China around. These are guys that make 40-to-1 bets and then just take your bank account. So, I mean, I have to look at this and say, as Ron Paul said, we better panic. I agree with you. They are definitely
panic. This is real. This is real. Pick up the papers. Look at your site. Look at all of them. Tunisia, Yemen, Sudan, Somalia, Algeria, Bangladesh, Lebanon. Name the country. I mean, you could see it right in front of everybody's face. It is all exploding in front of us.
And now the CIA-produced video showing, you know, Muhammad the prophet murdering women and stuff, you know, with horses. I mean, just designed to incite radical elements. I mean, this is order out of chaos. This is insanity.
And here's the reality. As I see it, you know, I talk about buying gold and investing and this and that. If the United States or Israel goes to war with Iran, I've said this many times, those things aren't going to be worth anything because life is going to be so miserable. You know how they say generals keep fighting the last war? There's a reason for it. Because they can't win the one they're fighting, and they have no clue on how to fight the next one. This is going to be a very different war. This is going to be wars of weapons of mass destruction. It's going to be wars of polluted aquifers and suitcase-sized nuclear weapons. It's going to be the worst horror that science fiction could make up. And we already see the technology. It's in place. They're using it on us. Whether it's drones watching us, surveillance, all of the technology is there to wage a war of weapons of mass destruction. No, it's not an atom bomb with ICBMs. It's not tanks rolling across. It's not jets. It's a different war. And they're taking us to it. The same people that took us to Vietnam, that took us to Iraq, that took us to Afghanistan, and before that took us to to the Korean War, that lost every war, are now taking us to the first great war of the 21st century. The timeline is on time. Go back. The crash of 1929, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war, the panic of 08, the Great Depression. It's a you know what the numbers are in Spain. They're about 40% unemployment. They're saying 25. Same in Greece. Same in Portugal. Same in Ireland. And you look around, Italy officially is over 10%. France over 10%. The United States, as John Williams points out, shadow stats, 22%. You can see it. The depression is here. The currency wars are on. And now you're hearing Mittens, Romney, and others talking about trade wars. The next is world war. What are people waiting for?
Man, you're absolutely right. And we've been so close to the problem. The dumbed-down sheeple who just want to watch their sitcoms and party, they're starting to wake up a little bit. But we're almost on the opposite end. We've been so close to knowing this by researching history and trying to be informed. Yourself, myself, so many others, Ron Paul, Webster Tarpley, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, that we're almost like the sheeple in a way, but I'm getting chills right now because we've been so close to it, we're almost expecting it and ready for it. But then I have the realization that this is real. I mean, this is really happening. And then you talk about the generals fighting the last war, the Joint Chiefs, even Dempsey, who's a warmonger. This is like three Joint Chiefs of Staff chairmen in a row saying, don't blame us if they go to war. We don't want a war. You got Mossad heads resigning over it. You've got all anybody who knows anything, like Colonel Schaefer, saying we don't want this. There's a reason real war fighters, who usually love a new war, do not want to enter this, because you're right. It's asymmetrical. It's insane. And they also realize it's globalist bankers who want to sit back from their yachts and offshore islands and play the West off against the East so they can consolidate power and get a police state out of it. People realize this is such a hell war that they're creating, and it's got Russia looming, and the white shoe boys who are so arrogant and chutzpah, bravada, hubris-filled are probably, I mean, there's a lot of experts, a lot of top brass I've talked to on and off air. They say this could go thermonuclear. I mean, this is going to get out of hand. This is going to make World War II look like a cakewalk. So I hope all the good old boys that talk about glass parking lotting all the Arabs, I hope they're ready for $20 a gallon gas if that happens. I hope they're ready for bioweapons in the streets. I hope they're ready for cities burning when the welfare people riot, because this isn't a game. You know, Homeland Security thinks it's cute. They're running ads about get ready for a zombie apocalypse as an art type of the public. It's like Satan's running this or something, Gerald. I mean, you couldn't come up with a more diabolical geopolitical plan than what these Harvard, Wall Street, scumbag, crazy people have done. Because you know what? I have been freaking out, like Ron Paul says, for years. I knew it was coming. But now it's not over the hill. It's not down the street. It's 6 inches in front of our nose, and it stinks like a pile of dead corpses. And they're telling me it's pumpkin pie. They're telling me it's key lime pie to eat it. I mean, how far does this damn insanity have to go?
And you're right. It's exactly what it is. It's right in front of our noses. You know, I look at these people that are in charge. It's not only what they say, it's who says it. And how can anybody believe them just by looking at them? You know, when I look at these people, it's like they're like an anti-human race. They're not human. They're anti-human. All of their actions, again, they pollute our water. They poison our food. They destroy our minds. They wreak havoc on the earth. This isn't human. They're anti-human. All of their actions are anti-human. You know, they say Obama, you know, he's from Kenya, he's from here. I think this cat's from Galaxy 9. Uh-huh. And right behind him is Mittens. And all of them.
Who's even weirder?
I'm telling you, they're doing anti-human deeds. These are not things that conscious people who care about the human race do. You know, you were mentioning about what all of these people and the destruction that they bring us. Think of Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, 2-term president, and a Republican. He tells us that the military-industrial complex is taking over the nation. It will rob us of the genius of our scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Now think about this, Alex. What was the major war that Eisenhower got us into? How about none? How about it was Eisenhower who ended the Korean War? No, he wasn't like Obama with his sleeves rolled up. Isn't that cat ever work, man? He's always out on the campaign trail. Or Romney, who's been running forever, since 2006 and before. And Eisenhower also said that anyone that seeks the office is either crazy or an egomaniac. And there you have it. You have crazy and egomaniac. You have fraud and fraudster. They're right in front of our eyes.
Max Keiser has a good analogy, and I remember seeing it in the press at the time. Some of the stockbrokers, because of the crisis of the towers, stocks were going up and down wildly, and they were making millions of dollars in the towers, and they stayed there as the buildings collapsed just to make money. And that's what the globalists are doing. I liken them to cancer, and cancer is programmed to take it all. Because I was making the point that, you know, to Max Keiser, that cancer, if it had a consciousness, would think it was winning. It's taken over, it reprograms, nothing can stop it. And it's actually destroying the host. And he said, yeah, it's programmed to take it all. And these people really are cancer. That's why you say they're anti-human. All of us make mistakes. None of us are perfect. But these people actually, well, it's basic criminology. It's like a lot of criminals rob banks, not just for money. It's fun. And for them, it's fun. I mean, I was reading about Hitler, also watching some of the films. He would go out to the fronts, the Russian front and others, and for days he would stay up drinking coffee and eating pastries and taking speed to watch through big telescopes cities being bombed and burning buildings. And he loved World War One. He loved the dead bodies and the rotten dead people in the trenches. They said, man, he was like a fish to water to that. The black uniforms, the skulls. Well, look at our police. Look at the systems we've got. It's all that same black uniforms, ringwraith outfits, evil. And Stalin liked murder and death as well. These people are sick. These people, it's beautiful to them. It's beautiful what they're creating. And they are cancer. These people are cancer.
As I said, they're members of the anti-human race. And when people ask me, when are things going to change? And I keep saying it over and over again. Nothing is going to change until the individual changes. And when enough individuals change, they don't accept this kind of behavior from the people that want to lead them. I've made this very clear. I am not going to vote for president in this election. I refuse to vote for a lesser of two evils. I don't hang out with lesser of two evils. I don't go out with them. I don't do business with them. I'll be damned if I'm going to vote for one to run my life and run my country. And then people say, well, why don't you put a write-in ballot, a vote for so-and-so? No, because then that shows, they use the numbers to show that you are promoting their system and you put you down as somebody that voted. I will no longer be a part of this criminality. And to, again, only speaking for myself, you know my motto, think for yourself. I will not be part of this corrupt crime family that they like to call the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well said.
But you're better off calling them the Bananos or the Gambinos.
Absolutely. Tell people where your motto of TrendsJournal.com, TrendsResearch.com came from. I mean, what would your dad...
What
was your dad
kid.
Think today before you tell the story? What was your dad, if your dad was alive today, seeing all this happen, if my grandfather was alive today, seeing what happened, I think they would think they'd woken up on another planet. But what would your dad say about this today?
Well, he would say, I'm glad I'm getting old, and yet I don't have to live in this place anymore because I can see where it's going. When I was a little boy, you know, my mother used to want to get me the hell out of the house. I was such a troublemaker. So on Saturdays, you know, my father would go out for business, take me along with him, and I'd be shooting my mouth off. And he'd look over at me in an Italian, he'd say to me when I'm running my mouth, he'd say, Papagallo, parrot. Stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And I heard that a couple of times, and I respected my father as I did my aunts and uncles and the elders, and I never wanted to make a fool of myself. So before I opened my mouth, number one, I knew I had to know what I was talking about. I had to have the facts. And the second one was, I didn't want to repeat what everybody else was saying because that was the popular thing. You know, and another funny thing, I never rebelled. You know, my generation rebelled. I looked up to my elders. I have a whole wall over here of all my ancestors because I knew that I didn't know and they knew. Did they know everything? No. But everything they knew that they taught me. And that's the difference, by the way, of what's going on now. Young people have no reference point. They don't remember when America used to have, here's an arcane thought, Alex, there used to be a thing called hardware stores. Yeah, before Home Depot, before Lowe's. They were all over the place. It was a thing called an entrepreneur. I love Mittens Romney gets out there and he brags about creating Staples. Oh, wonderful. You put all those stationery stores that used to be in every neighborhood out of business. And now you could take home $62.50 a week after you work in Staples and all your taxes and everything else comes out. People have no reference point when there was style and quality in this country, when we really built magnificent cities that are now going into the dust. And as I say, the only way I see America coming back is by going back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So my question to you is, time frames. You've been absolutely, I'm not kissing your butt, it's true, on target with everything you've talked about. They're like, oh, things didn't collapse, Salente. Well, they're saying the collapse we're seeing isn't a collapse. They're playing games. They're messing with the numbers. But now, you said, I guarantee you they're going to do the QE. They've done it. So tell us what's coming next now that it's coming more into focus. And you've obviously got some of the lines a little bit more crisp. Clearly, they're trying to hype up the Arabs with this fake video. Clearly, they've turned Al-Qaeda loose that they put in all these countries. Clearly, they're putting out all these fake bomb threats right now to get the fear going. So, yes, I see the preparatory fear-mongering that I saw before 9/11, that you saw before 9/11. We can see them getting ready. So what does that mean? Staged terror attacks before the election? TSA on the streets rolling out? I know 6 months ago I confirmed nationwide every city had its TSA checkpoint kits and groups set up. They're all waiting. I mean, clearly this has all been premeditated. They've got the hammer risen over us. How do you see it dropping? What tips can you give people once it drops? How bad will it get?
I believe that just as Mario Draghi and the Financial Times reported, they're going to hold this together until the elections financially on the economic end. All of this stimulus won't do anything, as you clearly point out, other than enrich the very rich. That's all it does. It didn't do anything before. Why should it work now? The same thing over in Europe. And you look what's going on in China as well, Brazil. You go around the world, it's all unraveling. I believe they're going to hold the economy together until after the election. And we'll probably start seeing the unwinding happening around March. I also believe that there's a high probability that we're not going to be thinking about the economy come election day, as the geopolitical trends are now shaping up. This is not going to stop. Look, Terror Tuesdays, where Obama signs off on how many drones they're going to send in to wipe out people. The Afghan war that keeps getting worse. Look at the slaughters. Every day you're seeing slaughters going on through Iraq. Africa is unraveling continually. The strikers in South Africa, Mali unraveling. Oh, by the way, that's happening as a result of the takedown of Gaddafi. Syria turning into a hellish civil war. Libya going in and never having ended the civil war. That ramping up. More destabilization in Europe. So as I see it, I believe that the economic collapse is more likely to happen around March or April, as Max Kaiser points out, but a more of a geopolitical crisis that is going to take people's minds off the minor issues of the presidential reality show.
No, I totally agree, because World War I, World War II, but there's also famous letters from 600, 700 years ago during, you know, 30 years, 100-year wars between the French and the British, who were actually the French Norman that had already conquered, and they would write letters. These are in the National Archives in England. People can pull them up. Oh, cousin, I'm having troubles at home. Can we have a war just to get everybody killing each other? But two royal families that are literally, you know, you couldn't even tell the princes apart, kind of like the czars and, you know, the Brits when they were first cousins. You know, the two kings looked identical. That was just 100 years ago or less. Well, and they would just have a war to kill off their young men and give them something to fight with. I mean, this is so sick. So you're right.
We'll be right back with more of this historic interview with Gerald Celente right here on the Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.